President and Chief Executive Officer of Belize Electricity Limited, Lin Young, has responded to a Guardian cover article titled PUC Charges BEL Criminally. Young says that the PUC's action is uncalled for, as the Supreme Court has already put an injunction on any changes to electricity rates until the court makes a decision on the legality of the 2008 final decision.
Well, I'm not surprised because we got a summons from the PUC. When I checked the act says that the company can be fined $10,000 or the officials, which I suppose is me, could be sentenced to 6 months in jail. It's really a very simple technicality. The PUC had written requesting that BEL submit its FTRP application. We submitted all the information that the PUC requested, and if I understand it correctly under the law, we should publish a notice in coordination with the PUC that the FTRP is starting. We never received a response from the PUC, and we assume that they didn't bother because we are in court and the previous decision, which hasn't been resolved yet. I noticed in the article the PUC is saying that we owe customers $35 million, but that is the exact question that is being dealt with in court, whether or not the previous decision by the PUC was correct. And if that decision wasn't correct, then we don't owe customers $35 million.
In relation to the 2008 final decision by the PUC, Young says that the independent expert that was selected by the PUC and appointed by the court has presented his report stating that the PUC was wrong in its 2008 final decision to reverse previous approvals and require BEL to refund over $30 million. The independent expert also confirmed that the 2008 decision jeopardized the company's financial stability.
Well, the status of that is that the court had appointed the same expert that the PUC had appointed to review the application, and then the PUC had ignored the expert's recommendation. Well, the court appointed that same expert to look into the matter and make a report to the court. That report has been filed. I think it's registered, so it's public domain now. And basically, the expert is saying that the PUC was wrong in all 16 questions that was put to the expert. Right now, we're just waiting now for... I think the PUC then put some questions to the expert that is being resolved. And after that, then I suppose the hearing will go through. I think it's important that this be resolved just to clear, you know, what the regulatory environment is with respect to BEL. We've said time and time again we want to resolve this issue. We've also come out and said that we no longer need a rate increase because the price of oil has dropped somewhat. But more importantly, with Belcogen and VACA coming online, we are not as exposed to the higher prices anymore. I think the things that we have been doing over the last 10 years have begun to take effect. So there really is no need for all of this, in my view.
In the meantime, BEL continues to focus on improving the reliability of its power supply to customers by upgrading its transmission and distribution systems across the country.